fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. With a few clicks from our phone, we can get any type of food we want, whenever we want. Meal delivery apps have become commonplace in our everyday lives, but the ease of this convenience comes with a danger. And healthy food and drinks are more accessible than ever before. Joining us today to discuss the fight against excessive junk food consumption is James Stevens Cutler from Cancer Council WA's Live Lighter team. Welcome back, James, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Good to be here again.
So, James, your team has recently launched a new campaign across Western Australia. For those listeners who haven't come across it yet, are you able to give a brief rundown of this?
Yeah, it's a brand new WA campaign, which we launched last year, called Don't Treat Junk Food as Everyday Food. Hopefully some of the listeners will have seen this before on TV or online somewhere. It's got three different TV commercials, and this time around, we're broadcasting two of these. And in the ads, we see kind of people sitting around inside about to eat dinner, and they're on their phones, so suggesting that they're going to order junk food from one of the food delivery apps. And then, you know, the ad progresses and we see that they actually make the decision to close their phone and make a healthy meal instead. So the ads are really making the connection between junk food consumption, excess body fat and increased cancer risk. And we know, given what's happened over the last couple of years, that people have turned to the apps more to order food. And so we're kind of just we're just highlighting that not all the food on those platforms is healthy, and that if possible, it's always nice to be able to prepare or cook a healthy meal at home yourself rather than paying money for it using these apps or other junk food services.
I have to agree with you. It's so easily accessible now to just go on your phone, go on any sort of app and order food in an instant, as opposed to home cooking at home. I know I've been a culprit of doing takeaway. I haven't used apps as much, but it is so easy to just call up or get takeaway, as opposed to really spending time in the kitchen and cooking good quality meals. So James, last year the campaign had a focus on the workplace. This time it features a mother. Why has this demographic been highlighted this year?
Yeah, so last year the vaccination rollout had ramped up. The border crossings were still heavily restricted. We did see a big influx of people back to the office to work. So that's why we released the version of the ad that was set in the office working space. But now that our borders are open and COVID caseload has increased, we're seeing more people returning to working from home settings. So that's why we've decided to not run the office-related ad this time around. One of the other ads you did mention that's in rotation at the moment is our mother ad, and it kind of shows a mother in the home and she's planning to cook or buy food for her kids, and the kids are in the ad as well. The ad portrays a mum, but really it could be any care of children, dad, grandparents, other family member, foster parents, for instance. So we know that child guardians have a big influence on what their children are eating. So it's important for us to encourage adults to be healthy role models. So getting children into their healthy eating habits at a young age to, hopefully produce lifelong healthy eating habits.
So, James, can you also tell us about some of the health risks associated with junk food consumption?
Yeah, so the major risk of eating too much junk food is that it can lead to weight gain in the short term. And then in the long run, this excess body fat can lead to serious health problems like diabetes and heart disease. These are two of the more well-known chronic health diseases associated with overweight and obesity. But what we also know, and people are probably quite a bit less aware of this, is that carrying excess body fat also increases the risk of developing 13 types of cancer. So reducing consumption of unhealthy food can go a long way to preventing onset of these chronic conditions, you know, even including something like tooth decay in the case of drinking too many sugary drinks.
And for some people, cooking is seen as something that's complicated or time-consuming. I know sometimes if I'm busy or on the go, it can be really hard to sort of take time, spend time in the kitchen preparing a nice meal for myself. How can cooking be convenient and simple?
Yeah, certainly this is a barrier that some people struggle with, myself included, at times. A bit of a mantra we have at Live Lighter is that something is better than nothing. So this is particularly relevant with physical activity. A little bit of physical activity is better than no physical activity, but it also holds true for nutrition objectives as well. So if cooking is something you usually avoid, just aim for small achievable wins. Maybe it's even just cooking dinner once a week to start, or starting the day off strong by preparing a simple, healthy breakfast that only takes like a couple of minutes to put together. These are two, you know, easy ways to start, and change takes time. So we know that if people do attempt to overhaul their cooking patterns overnight, this may not necessarily lead to success in the long term. So start small, and then maybe you can gradually level up your cooking or food prep routine over time. I know you mentioned earlier that, you know, more people have been inclined to maybe possibly order takeaway over the last couple of years. One thing that isn't convenient about takeaway is the rubbish, you know, plastic kind of leftovers that you have after you've finished your meal. So I know that if I ever order takeaway, I'm always very annoyed at the end when I have to, you know, wash up all these containers and recycle them properly. So that is a convenient part of cooking at home, is the sustainability rewards that you get at the end.
Of course, you have to consider that environmental factor as well. And you're right, you have all these sort of containers that you have to throw away at the end, and sometimes used cutlery that they maybe provide, or things that you can't even recycle that they give you as well. And yeah, cooking in the kitchen, it's a lot better because obviously you've got your fridge or your pantry where you can store everything, and you don't have to sort of waste as much as you would with takeaway. So, James, with COVID-19 in the community, more people are staying at home or maybe in isolation. How can people ensure that they choose healthier food options in ISO?
Yeah, I think with a lot of cooking-related objectives people might have, it really comes down to planning. And that's certainly the case with being, you know, with maybe spending more time at home or being in isolation, if that's the case. So there's obviously the temptation as well when this is happening, you're at home more, to just order food directly to our door. But if you spend 5 minutes planning a healthy shopping list, grab a mask and head down to the supermarket, you can hopefully prevent the urge to buy junk food by having readily accessible healthy options at your fingertips just inside your own home. Alternatively, if you are having to actually isolate and you can't leave the house, I'm pretty sure all the major grocery chains offer delivery options, so you can get the essentials delivered to your door. Even I remember late last year, I had people coming back into the state who had to isolate. I had a friend isolating in Lancelin for a fortnight, and they were able to organise with a local grocer to have their food and groceries delivered. So it should be possible in most regional areas as well.
100%. And I think, yeah, your local Coles or Woolies should provide that option for you. So, James, for some, that first step towards a lifestyle change can be really overwhelming. Where can people start for resources and tools?
Yes, I think I mentioned this last time. You don't really need to look any further than the Live Lighter website. So that's livelighter.com.au. And as I said earlier, even one or two small changes can make a big difference over time. There's heaps of tips and tricks on the website to get you started. So have a browse and choose what looks convenient and suitable for you. It really is all about your preference. So the website is, you know, we like to think that there's something there for everyone. And you don't need to do it all, but just pick and choose what looks good to you, what little healthy small changes you can make, which will definitely make a difference in the long term.
And just before we wrap up, what is your favourite healthy dish, James?
So I probably, when it comes to just thinking, you know, if you're ever at home and you're struggling for things to cook or ideas to cook, and you don't want to have to, hopefully not have to dip out to the supermarket, I can't really go past pasta, and it's got to be a tomato-based sauce, just some garlic and onion, whatever veggies you fancy, but even just garlic and onion and a tin or two of tomatoes. I've recently been using some lentils to bulk it up a little bit, but yeah, any other veggies you want, and that's definitely a favourite of mine.
I have to agree with you there. I am Italian myself, so I've been raised on pasta from both grandparents. Both nonnas from each side of my family have cooked me pasta throughout my whole life. It is a carbohydrate type meal, but if you have it in moderation, it is good. So thank you so much for joining us on The Record this morning, James. We appreciate your time.
No worries, Maddie. Thank you.
That was James Stevens Cutler, Senior Campaign Coordinator at the Cancer Council WA, chatting with us all about the fight against excessive junk food consumption and options towards healthier eating. And as James said, for more information, you can visit the Healthy WA website, healthywa.wa.gov.au, or Live Lighter at livelighter.com.au.